every evening when the sun goes down. Get with my party and I begin to clown. I don't care what the people are thinking. I'm not drunk, I'm just a drinker. I set them up another round. I set them up another round. I set them up another round. One more round won't get me down.
Hello and welcome to Drinking with Fear. My name is Pete Selby and I am the Fear, and I am drinking this week not with Saunders because he's not yet been added to the WhatsApp group, as poor we were Saunders. Just talking about. Yeah, poor Saunders.
Sorry, Saunders.
And it's Wayne with a red wine.
Oh yeah, I've got red wine today.
Very cultured.
Very cultured. You've got a jacket on and you've got a red wine. Yeah, there you go. And we're drinking Carling, Ben, aren't we?
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm knackered, mate.
Yeah, you've
absolutely knackered.
You look shit.
You look awful.
It's now Friday. I went to bed Wednesday, and I've not been back since. Pleasure of having kids. Pleasure of having kids, that is. Tell you that,
has the kid slept?
A little bit. No, she was poorly last night, bless her. She had her injections and...
Fucking hell, Sylvia, that's a head.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
And your beer as well. Yeah. Oh, Christ.
No, baby had her injections, didn't take too well to them. Stayed up with her till about 1. Still couldn't get any better. Phone 111, end up going A&E. I was there till 3 o'clock with her.
Ooh.
Today, 3 o'clock this afternoon.
But everything's fine now.
Everything's fine.
There you go.
Do you know what, mate? I don't think I've ever looked more attractive to the opposite sex than what I have done today. Just this standing by myself in a hospital with a baby that's obviously quite poorly and crying, and me cuddling her, trying to calm her down, and all these young nurses walking around. I honestly don't think I've ever looked more attractive. Look nothing like what I look right now.
It's a good job we're not filming anymore. That's the main thing. Because you do look like a bag of shit.
Thank you.
Well, it's all right, to be fair. There you go. Well, we've not done
What's
one
your
since.
Excuse, by the way.
Just natural. Mine's just natural shitness. Natural, ruggedly homeless kind of style.
Rugged.
Yeah. Okay, fat.
Yeah, that's about it. Rotund.
Bubbly.
Rotund.
Bubbly.
Bubbly. Great sense of humour.
Bubbly. Yeah, we'll stick with bubbly. No, I'm all right. Yeah, it's been a while since we've done one, actually. Well, a couple of weeks, actually.
Yeah, a couple of weeks.
Since the Halloween special, which went down very well. A lot of people commenting and all that sort of thing. So it's all very good.
Good.
On different platforms.
I'm not going to join in.
Because we can now, you can now listen to the podcast on SoundCloud.
No way.
Unbelievable.
How do I do that?
So happy.
Unbelievable. Well, it's basically...
How would me and Wayne go about doing that?
Well, since I don't think you listen to it anyway, it's...
I haven't listened to it for a while, to be honest.
It's the same as you got Apple Podcasts or iTunes, which many people, probably the majority, listen to. And then you also have Spotify as well. And then you have SoundCloud. So it's just another platform that you can listen to the podcast.
Good.
So if you do use SoundCloud, then make sure you subscribe. And you can subscribe to us on all those, and also YouTube as well. Although we might drop the YouTube because... Well, I just stick to the audio, and it's just a bit of a pain.
You get offensive comments on there.
Yeah, but also, it's not... I think when it comes to a podcast, most people listen to an audio podcast. It's Apple or iTunes, that's the main one. Spotify and SoundCloud, they're the main three.
You don't put YouTube on the car on the way to work, do you?
No, you can go to drinkingwithfear.com and find them all on there, and you can play it through the website. That's fine, you can do that on your phone and that. But there you go. So, well, you can listen to this one then. That's very good. I think this is episode 40 as well.
40? Well, what are we going to do for the 50th?
Well, that'll be around Christmas. We hopefully are going to try and do a live one down the pub at some point over Christmas. I don't think there's any reason why not. That would be worth it.
Sounds
challenging. It's going to be nowhere near Christmas, surely.
What's that?
The 50th.
10 weeks' time.
Oh, yeah, but I'm just saying as a kind of a Christmas live show.
We will definitely do a Christmas show.
Yeah, I think there's no reason why we shouldn't.
Yeah, we sung offensive Christmas carols last year, if I remember right.
I can't remember that one because I remember being extremely pissed.
What, the podcast?
Yeah. Sleeping Heavenly Piss you ended up with at the end, yeah.
I remember.
There you go.
Yeah, I do remember that one. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We've got the Christmas special to turn. Speaking of Halloween.
Yeah.
Now, last time it was Halloween, in our previous Halloween special, we... had the exorcism of Ben Roper, which worked a treat.
Yeah.
Well,
but
he came back.
It's come back.
Yeah, he came back.
So you found scratches on your body.
I woke up again with 6 scratches on the side of my body around Halloween.
But I think I've basically solve this already.
Could be the dog.
It could be the dog.
Could be the dog.
Which has slept on your bed.
At one point that morning, he came into the room.
There you go.
But
then.
Yeah, we could debunk that. But quite weirdly, I saw the poltergeist on TV around Halloween.
Really?
Yeah. What? I was watching Most Haunted and some bloke walked into a room and came out and he had three scratches on him in this little holiday home in Cornwall. So he'd obviously gone away with his family, had a nice little break or something. He'd earned it.
Oh, so that's nice, isn't
it? No, the poltergeist has gone off.
Yeah.
He works hard for a living and then having that and then I imagine I'd be a bit pissed off at 3 o'clock in the morning and Yvette Fielding were walking into my house and shouting at me and stuff like that. I'd probably scratch him.
Scratch her. I don't like that programme. I think it's really weird.
It is really weird.
I don't
but
like
there's
it at
there's
all.
Nothing else on.
I've ever watched it.
You're not missing anything. You're not missing anything. I know people are really
like
it.
I used to like Yvette Fielding on Blue Peter.
Have you ever seen the Mary Loves Dick episode?
You
were Most Haunted.
Sorry.
Pardon?
Yeah.
What, Blue Peter?
when Blue Peter episode called Mary Loves Dick.
No, it was Most Haunted. Yeah, when Derek Acora walks into a room and he gets possessed by something and he starts thinking, Mary Loves Dick, Mary Loves Dick, Mary Loves Dick. And they kind of shake him and go, Derek, you okay? And he goes, sorry, I just got this overwhelming sensation that Mary loved Dick.
Who's Mary?
I don't know. It was the person that possessed Derek Acora.
She loves Mary. Dick. Had he been drinking?
Proper loves Dick.
Actually, I might have reassessed this show now.
That's
actually.
The kind of ghost I want to be. Is, you know, just like pranks.
Wait, no, you want to be Mary.
Selby loves Dick.
You want to be Mary. Do you know why? Because you love Dick.
We've recently got a baby monitor. Because she's sleeping in the next room, and I'm convinced that we're going to hear a ghost on that.
Yeah, they're pretty.
That's what happens.
Yeah,
bollocks of this picking up different frequencies. All right, ghosts like little kids. They do. That's a
pardon.
So if you, it's all in films. Like it's only little kids.
Is Prince Andrew a ghost?
Yes. Wow.
That's
very
slanderous, isn't
very
it?
Very satirical. That. But.
Well, it's okay. So far we've slandered Prince Andrew and Mary.
Yeah. But no, I'm convinced that at some point I'm going to go to bed one night and be all quiet and then just hear this, Mary loves Dick. Mary loves Dick. Coming through my...
No, I know we might be ruining it already.
Can't you do that to Ali? Like, just sneak into the the other room one night and just...
Could do.
Yeah.
What we should do, and this is completely ruining it because Ben's actually here, we should kind of make... So, yeah, we should have a word with Ali and say, like, look, play this Mary Loves Dick or do some kind of like
and
weird
when he's sleeping, cut him a little bit.
It is weird though because like my sister and her husband, you know, a couple of kids, and so when you're around the house or whatever, they've got the baby monitor.
Yeah.
Over the last few years, they've had the baby monitor on the side and they're just watching TV or just chatting, you know, having a drink or whatever, having some food. And occasionally you can hear this kind of like or weird sound and everyone is just... They don't flinch. They don't break stride. They don't break conversation. I'm looking around the place going, bloody hell. Like,
yeah, it's a bit weird going on.
It is a bit weird. You know, and they're like, oh, yeah. All of a sudden, the youngest one, you hear like a young child like singing, like in a really like high-pitched...
Ring-a-ring of roses
really,
sort of thing.
Yeah. And I'm there like eating a spaghetti bolognese going...
It's going
to
happen, mate.
What the fuck's going on? And they're like, oh, yeah, she likes to sing before she goes. I was like, all right, good. You know, is that switched on? Because if it's not, then we're
she's
in trouble.
Singing. Something about Dick.
When is he old enough? I'd really like to do. He's teacher. So when we go... And me and Ali like to go to like... destination places like going to country houses and that sort of thing. And what I'd really like is to walk into an empty room when there's a group of people.
Do a big fart.
Just have Izzy stare into a corner and go, Mummy, what's wrong with that boy's face? And see what the other people do. That'd really make me laugh.
This we'll have to do it. We'll have to set up some like projection or something.
Yeah.
Some kind of a hologram thing that kind of walks across.
No, it's better if there's nothing there. And she's just staring at the blank wall.
Yeah,
but you got to do it in front of everyone when everyone's dead quiet.
Yeah,
yeah. I'm playing with the boy over there in the old-fashioned clothes.
Yeah,
he's got no head.
Oh bless! Ali started leaving the baby monitor downstairs. Now, I think she's trying to catch me out doing something.
I mean, that's where it's meant to be.
Well, no, it's meant to be in the baby room.
Where the baby is?
So there's one in our room, and then there's one that's meant to go in the baby's room. But then
right.
she will always bring one downstairs. And put it in the front room and then forgets to take it upstairs with her.
Accidentally forgets.
Yeah, I was having this... Oh, it's going to sound quite sick, actually, this one. But I've noticed this week, and I've had this chat with Ali, that dried baby sick, I'm getting quite a lot of that at the minute.
Oh, sorry? My God.
Dried baby sick, that when it dries, it looks a lot like semen.
Yeah.
Which is, as I said, it's... It's not a great thing.
Drink your wine now, because you might not want to in the next few seconds.
I'm making a joke, saying that that's quite convenient, isn't it, Ali? So I can always blame these things, saying, oh, no, it's baby sick, it's baby sick. And the next morning we get up, and Ali gets, she goes, oh, there's baby sick all over the baby's face this morning. And it really made me laugh. I shouldn't say these things, should I? I've had no sleep, people.
I think you should have no sleep next time you're on as well. I don't know whether you're a really good dad or just the worst.
You really think it's his really good dad?
I've been in the hospital all night with my poorly daughter.
That's what I'm saying. You got a big tick next to your name.
Yes.
What you took from
that is you look really attractive to women.
Yes. I really enjoyed that.
You didn't mention to any of the women in the hospital that, don't you think that dry baby sick looks like semen?
I had plenty of dry baby sick all over me.
Because if one of them turns around and goes, yes, I thought that.
It's really weird, because when she's sitting on your lap, so she's sick all over your lap. Isn't that? So when it dries, it does look a bit suspect. Shall we move on? I met a fan last week.
Yeah, apparently.
I was so excited. I bumped into said fan last week as well, who told me the story as well. Now, I was slightly inebriated at the time. Go on.
So I was just at our local curry house, out of India, the best curry house that you can ever go to.
Mm-hmm.
And I was stood outside having a cigarette, and this young woman walks up to me. She says, Ben? Yeah. Didn't recognise it. Yeah. From Drinking with Fear.
I bet you're just like, yes.
Yeah, exactly.
I bet you were fucking stoked, weren't you?
Massively so, yeah. Good job there was baby sick on me. I said, yes, yeah. big fan. Yeah. I was like, oh, what wicked. Thanks very much.
Were you like, do you want to, did you ask, do you want a photo?
No,
you
know, no, not
me,
at all.
Do you want me to sign your tits or something? You know.
Then, yeah. I'm Wayne's sister. Ah, still nice.
Is that just slightly disappointing, though?
Yeah. No, it was very nice. And so, hello, Paula. Nice to have met you. She asked me how the baby was as well, which was really nice of her.
See, there we go.
See,
this is what the podcast is. Yes, it's a bit of a laugh, but also it's for people
community.
It's a community. What did we call the listeners?
We called them a lot of things.
No. We had a community kind of name, didn't we?
You kept calling them readers.
Yeah, the readers early on. Mm. Yeah. That's my old 2003 Soccer AM joke. But
do we need to get them a proper official
title? I think we did a long time ago. But yeah, a title. You know.
Like Justin Bieber has Beliebers. And yes. Taylor Swift has people, don't she?
I don't know. What does it say on your fan club membership? Have you got a card with you?
Yeah.
It's not a denial, I tell you.
I've only ever been in a fan club of one thing in my life.
What was it?
He-Man.
Really?
When I was a kid, I was part of the
Woman
He-Man.
Woman Haters fan club?
No.
What's that?
Just He-Man.
Is that Little Rascals?
He-Man Woman Haters, a song by Extreme.
Yeah, from the Little Rascals.
Possibly.
Yeah.
Yesterday, in fact, I was driving back up and I used Spotify in the car. And it has like daily playlists on there. So it basically selects whatever you listen to and it creates a playlist of artists that are very similar. And it's brilliant, really. That's basically what I use it for. It's because it's just random, but very good. And on this playlist, so it started off with, and it was mainly kind of like 90s kind of stuff. So, you know, a little bit of Oasis.
Classics.
But also some kind of album tracks from, you know, some strange albums, but with big bands. So it's really good. Anyway, going through it. And all of a sudden, it came out with a CKY song, Beastman and Skeletor Rap, which I've not heard about 20 years.
And I'm in the fan club.
You should listen to it because it's horrendous, but also it's really funny. But how the hell that... I have not listened to them on that Spotify, yeah?
I wouldn't have thought anyone really listens to CKY.
No, but how they knew that, And I got back and I looked through like the history of what I've listened to. I have not listened to that on Spotify at all.
Maybe it's just
so somehow, no, there's got to be some kind of like
some algorithm.
I've searched for that like 20 or 15 years ago or whatever.
Pornhub and looking at G-man porn.
And it was now they could be a film porn parody.
Of He-Man?
It could be.
I'm sure there is.
Well, they had the He-Man film, didn't they?
No doubt.
I'm sure Tina gets done.
With Dolph Lundgren all oiled up. Yeah.
Evelyn's getting more or less back end anyway. Yeah.
And that weird kind of like thing that
Orko.
Like, was it Orko?
Oh no, he was like the wizard.
And then, yeah, that small thing with like the big nose and the ears, like who plays that weird thing.
Yeah, that's Orko. Yeah.
Orko, is that his name?
Yeah, it's Orko. Member of the fan club, I have my own name.
That's a good point. You are a fan.
I was called Beldaz.
Beldaz.
Beldaz, yeah, that's my name. All the posts used to come through marked up to Beldaz Roper.
Bell something. They're making a new He-Man.
Yeah, I wish they wouldn't.
Not
To be fair, none of the He-Mans have been particularly good.
Well, no one watches He-Man anymore. Back in the 80s when it was a big thing, yeah, make a film out of it, but no one's going to know what He-Man
was. It's not going to be a cinema release, and I've got half a feeling it's going to be a mini-series of about six.
Okay. Is Courtney Cox going to be in it again?
She was in that, yes. No, but it's going to be directed by Kevin Smith. He's making the He-Man.
Fuck off.
No, I do not tell a lie.
I'll see, mate. I'll believe it when it
happens. Because nowadays, you need to be a member of fucking like Disney Plus, you need to have fucking Netflix and all this Amazon and BritBox and all this shit. You know, you're going to be spending like £1,000 a month on all this TV. And it's going to be on one of those. It's going to be on like the Disney Plus thing.
Oh, I can't wait.
I'll probably get Disney Plus.
I know you fucking... Well, I want to watch it because I've got that Star Wars shit's on there.
Yeah.
Which is meant to be the fucking dogs. So welcome back to Drinking with Fear.
Hi.
Hello again.
I at work, we were talking about John Cunliffe.
Sorry?
John Cunliffe.
Excuse me?
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, do you know who he is?
No.
I've heard the name.
He's dead.
Good.
Jesus Christ.
Don't like him.
He was the creator of Rosie and Jim.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I like him a bit better now.
Yeah. But also...
He must be a bit weird.
That's what I'm thinking. Look back at what the fuck was going on there. What a weird show. Johnny steering the boat. What was he doing?
I can't remember this. Johnny, I remember. Yeah, they had a dog,
was the
didn't
actual.
They?
He was the guy.
Human.
Okay.
Thing,
yeah, he was. Yeah, the human thing.
Yeah.
He was the human who drove the boat, and then you had these.
Did he know that they were alive? Or no? This was it like Toy Story, and they used to pretend they were dead when he walked in.
Right. But yeah. I can't, because Johnny had these two dolls and then they came to life when he wasn't there. But what was he thinking, this guy who created it? He also created Postman Pat as well.
Okay.
And he's, so I was like, he's got to have
been.
And
you led with Rosie and Jim?
Well, no, because the conversation we had was regarding Rosie and Jim. Because Postman Pat's quite straightforward.
I like Postman Pat.
He's a postman with a big nose.
Postman Pat was shit.
Pretty
he was
shit.
Proper shit at his job. If Postman Pat was around now, there is no way he'd still be a postman.
I thought you meant just in general regarding
the program. No, as a program, it was great. He was shit. He needs a fucking helicopter nowadays. He only has to deliver like 5 letters a day.
Yeah,
and he has his cat with him, and every day's a fuck up. No, he's always late.
Yeah, but things move on, you know what I mean? It's not like it used
postman.
To be. Time moves on. Back in the day, it used to be like the tractor got stuck in Mrs. Greendale or whatever it was.
We shouldn't be teaching...
In Mrs. Greendale?
Wow, yeah.
Fucking
she's a saucy bitch.
She got around, didn't she?
We shouldn't be teaching kids how to be shit at your job. That's all I have. Watching that, thinking, oh, it's all right, I'll just toss it around in my red van all day.
Yeah, but if we make these like super efficient programs with like... Like super efficient postman. It's going to be like teaching your kids like
work
we're
for Fireman
China
Sam.
Or something.
Fireman Sam's pretty good at his
was
job.
He
saves the day.
There was a lot of fires.
Caused by that shitty little Italian kid.
What a bastard he was.
Oh, he was a proper bastard.
What's his name? Fucking Lalo or someone like that.
Bella Lasagna was his mum, I think. Well, like, we'll call him Lalo.
Fucking Lalo, like, just setting fires everywhere in Ponty Pandy. Oh, yeah, don't worry. Fucking Fireman Sam will sort it out. some fucking fire starter, proper arsonist kid. It's like, sort that shit out.
He needs an ASBO. He does.
He needs a fucking spin-off series, that kid. That'd be some really good shit. Yeah, we're making a live-action Fireman Sam. Right. Oh, yeah, we've got it for kids and that. No, it's going to be an 18. Is it going
to be... There's going to be a fire at an orphanage. Yeah. It's going to get real.
And like, so what? Who's Fireman Sam? Is that going to be lead? Actually, he's not the lead character. We're going to base... It's kind of a spin-off. Wahoo.
Lalo.
It's Lalo. Yeah. The fucking... crazy kid arsonist kind of
Could
thing.
Could we do a spin-off where Postman Pat and Fireman Sam fight crime at night? By day, oh, yeah. By day, run a bar.
Where's Bob the Builder come in here?
Oh, he's a regular in there that every now and then has to help out when there's a specific sort of murder that goes on. Mm-hmm. I think that's a winner.
I'm down.
I'll go with that. I was trying to make one a few years back based on the life and times of Michael Bublé. Thought Michael Bublé with his dog, little... demented dog called Squeak, and by day they would they'd run this little like New Orleans sort of bar, and then at night they would go out fighting crime. They're going to be called Bublé and Squeak.
I think part of me's just died.
It's a great theory.
You're not well man, are you?
I'm very tired. I came up with all of these. I started writing a long time ago a TV series called Beaver Las Vegas. Yeah.
Beaver Las Vegas.
Beaver. Oh. It's just about a beaver.
In Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Goes to Las Vegas, hits the tables hard, and he has to kind of rebuild his life.
Oh, yeah, kind of. He's a very lazy beaver at first, and he's always the one where people are trying to build up the dam, and he's the one that's tossing it off all the time. So he spends one night saying, I'm gonna prove you all wrong, and then pulls out the master log, it hits him on the head, he drowns, and ends up in Las Vegas. Can't remember who he is. Beaver Las Vegas.
He drowns.
Yeah, Kevin Smith's going to listen to this.
A fucking beaver. A beaver.
Yeah.
Now, that big one, fucking Bieber drowns.
I've gone off on a weird, tired tangent.
You fucking have. Have you been watching I'm a Celeb?
No.
You don't watch that shit? You don't watch that shit, do you?
No.
No.
I've been watching...
fuck you, I've been watching it.
RuPaul's Drag Race.
Fuck off. Bring that shit to the table.
I've been watching Junior Bake Off. How my life has changed.
Why? Is your baby been enjoying that, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. It's a nice family time thing.
Yeah.
Well, I quite like it. Ariel's funny.
No, I'm not too sure about it. I like the main one. Not that I don't know the kids one. It's just like, what are we going to make? Fucking gingerbread man. Again. Fuck it.
It's got cake involved with it. I thought he'd like it.
Yeah, but Bake Off always has cake in it. That's the basis. That's the premise of the pissing show.
Cake or pie.
Yeah, so why don't you love it?
Because it's... The main one's all right, but I didn't watch the junior one.
Yeah, we watched it.
It's got Andy Peters on it, hasn't it?
No. It's just a black man. You can't say that.
Is it? Fucking hell, Sylvie.
No, it's not. Andy Peters.
I thought he was.
Is it Lenny Henry?
I thought he was,
Chris,
though.
Chris Akabusa, yeah. Is it?
I thought he was.
Oh, no, it's Rusty Lee. No, it's not Andy Peters.
I thought it was.
No, it's a guy called Liam.
You only see
Liam
these,
Charles, I think.
I don't know. But you only see these little clips when they do the adverts for it. I just thought it was Andy Peters.
Of course you did.
That's fine.
Kids presenter... Black.
Andy Peters.
Andy Peters.
Andy Peters. Dave Benson Phillips.
Oh, he was a legend, weren't he?
He's great on Twitter.
Is he still alive?
Yeah. But he's basically, funny enough, he's Dave.
How old do you think he is?
He's still Dave Benson Phillips.
I thought it was either dead or it had been done by Project U-Tree.
No, Project U-Tree.
Yeah.
He's, Operation U-Tree.
Okay, you think he got the message across?
Yes. But he's still Dave Benson Phillips in the way.
Really?
Of, like, no, but he's still like, he calls himself like the master of Gunge still. And he goes to like, you know, Butlins.
He could
and
go into a different
that.
Career angle that way.
True,
he?
But on Twitter it's great because he'll write like kind of an advert for you. Oh, yeah, if you want, you can contact me on this. And he'll put like his mobile number or whatever. And he'll spell stuff
50
wrong
quid
on
for
Twitter.
An appearance at a kid's birthday party.
Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah, imagine.
Can Dave, we get him on?
What, Dave Benson Phillips on?
Yeah, I'd love to get Dave Benson Phillips on. Ainsley Harriet.
Twitter him.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll Twitter him and see. I'll invite him on the podcast and we can talk about Get Your Own Back and the Gunge Tank and all that sort of thing. And whether me thinking that person was Andy Peters or not.
If he's racist.
Is racist or not.
Yeah.
Which, of course, it's not, but there you go.
I'm not convinced.
Do you remember the TV programme Ainsley? It was Ainsley Harriet, but it was Ainsley's Big Cookout. And it was like one letter away from a completely different TV program.
If Twitter was around then, just make, I like the one that he's on now. I mean, this is just basically a TV review show.
He's still going as well.
Yeah, he does the one where he's going around the Caribbean and he'll go to see. Yeah, he'll see like a really good dish being made somewhere and then he'll try and recreate it on the beach. And it's just, and it ends up in chaos. So it's obviously on purpose, but the tide's coming in, and all that sort of thing. And it's, yeah, it's all right. But anything he's in is brilliant.
So. Well, just move the fucking barbecue.
Yeah, but it has to be drama. It has to be like, ooh, Percy Pepper and shit like that.
Oh, yeah.
That's what he used to do.
No, he did.
That's what he used to do.
Oh, God.
It'd be better than the new fucking Terminator anyway. But... don't get me started on that shit again.
Yeah, I've listened to it twice already.
Yeah. No, I didn't like it. Didn't like the storyline. Don't watch it.
What did we just say?
Don't talk about it.
Yeah.
Well, fuck it. We'll talk about John Connolly. He was minted, by the way, because obviously he sold Postman Pat all around the world. And he made a fortune off that. And then he thought he would try and replicate it with Rosie and Jim, which I didn't think really worked out too well. But
does Postman Pat really translate to all the countries?
Yeah, because it's a cartoon and you could just have voiceovers of a different country.
Yeah, but it's quite a British thing, like a British postie, not like an American mailman.
Yeah.
I mean, there's similarities, but I don't think it's the same. I mean, but obviously, if it worked, it worked.
Yeah, it's not the same, but if you're an American kid or you're from Japan or wherever, it's still British, but there you go. It doesn't matter, does it? It's you know, it will be in your own language, so you'll be able to understand it.
What was his cat called?
Jess.
All right. I was never that big a fan.
Yeah, but you knew what you. I think you.
I know what it is.
Yeah, you must know what fucking Jess.
Wow.
What?
I don't know. I'm too tired. I'm hearing weird things.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You are hearing weird things. Mainly coming from fucking Wayne. That's the main thing.
Charming.
But no, we'll have to come out with ideas for the Christmas special. That's the main thing. And I think of.
Shall we do gifts for each other and unwrap on air?
I think we should have Secret Santa, but have Saunders involved
as
well.
There's only three of us.
We'll have Saunders involved as well, that'd be four. So we could have a Secret Santa.
All right.
What would be the limit? £5, £10?
I ain't spending a tenner on you.
Okay, £5. You might not do. You might spend a tenner on Saunders or on Wayne. I nod to the chair that Saunders was sitting. But yeah, we should do that. And we'll add him to the WhatsApp group so it can be on more.
Fair enough.
All right, Secret Santa it is.
I think so. And I'll get some games sorted as well.
Look forward
to
it.
We're going to sing some more hymns.
If you'd like to.
I would.
Really?
Very much so.
Oh, okay, well, we can do that. We can do that. And I'm sure Paula would be delighted. Like I said, I saw her in the pub. And
nice girl.
And she grabbed me and she says, I've seen Ben. And I can't quite remember what she said actually after that. He's a prick or something like
did
that.
She say it in a, did she say it in a way like, I've seen Jesus? That sort of.
I think
way.
So. I mean, she was crying when she said it because obviously.
That happens a lot.
Yeah, it's either really emotional for
just
her because. She's
a baby today.
She's a big fan, or maybe just the horrific sight of Ben probably scared
her. You know, she didn't react that way when she like sees us.
No.
Well, I think she cries inside. She, just like, oh, fuck. Look at him with his wine.
Lads, I'm going to bed.
I'd like to pet you before I go. I'll be back tomorrow night so we can drink some more. I don't care what the people are thinking. I'm not drunk, I'm just a drinking. I said no, another round. I said no, another round. I said no, another round. One more round, get me down.